From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Afghanistan looks to pick up the pieces after Friday's deadly attacks. Insurgents carried out a series of suicide bombings in and around Kabul Friday that killed more than 50 people, including 9 at a U.S. military base. The civilian death toll is the highest the United Nations mission in the country has recorded for Kabul in a single day since 2009. Dr. Kamaruddin Siddiq is an advisor to the Afghan health minister.
We had not been witnessed such big explosion that had very, very serious damages both on the economic and building infrastructure damage, as well as human casualties.
It was the first major wave of violence since the Taliban recently confirmed the death of its founder, Mullah Mohammed Omar. The developments raise questions about the future of the insurgent group's peace talks with the Afghan government. Hundreds of mourners turned out Saturday for the funeral of a Palestinian man severely burned in a firebomb attack on his home last week. Saeed Dawabsha died of his injuries early Saturday, according to his family and the hospital where he was being treated. Suspected Jewish extremists are accused in the July 31st pre-dawn attack. Assailants hurled firebombs into a bedroom of Dawabsha's home in the West Bank village of Duma. His 18-month-old son Ali died in the fire. His wife and their 4-year-old son are seriously injured and are still being treated at an Israeli hospital. This is VOA News. Several hundred people marched Saturday in Ferguson, Missouri, to mark the 1-year anniversary of the death of an 18-year-old black man in a confrontation with a white police officer. The father and family of Michael Brown led the march. Brown's death on August 9, 2014, sparked protests and violence erupted months later when a grand jury refused to indict the officer who shot him. Brown's father told reporters Saturday he is working to keep his son's life and death in public focus by helping families and young people in his community. Michael Brown's death also sparked protests in a host of American cities, as several other police killings of unarmed black men drew international attention to long-simmering tensions between police departments and the communities that they are designed to protect. Scores of Christian families have fled a Syrian town amid fears that Islamic State militants are advancing toward it and plan a major offensive. Osama Edward, the director of the Christian Assyrian Network for Human Rights in Syria, said hundreds of families have fled the central Christian town of Sadad for the government-held city of Homs and the capital, Damascus. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has confirmed heavy fighting in an area between the central town of Karatain and the village of Mehin, which is halfway to Sadad. Malian soldiers have raided a hotel in central Mali, freeing 4 hostages and ending a standoff with Islamist militants that left at least 11 people dead. Jihadists had stormed the Byblos Hotel early Friday, killing a UN staff member and 5 Malian soldiers and taking other guests hostage. At least 2 militants were also killed. The standoff lasted for almost an entire day after the jihadists were able to fight off several initial attempts to dislodge them. The hotel was used by UN staff and had guests from France, South Africa, Russia, and Ukraine. Typhoon Saudilor made landfall in China's Fujian province early Saturday after barreling through Taiwan. The official Xinhua news agency reports that the storm left more than 1 million homes without power. It is expected to move across southeastern China with heavy rains and high winds. The storm brought extremely heavy rainfall to the mountains of northern Taiwan, and strong winds were reported across all of the island. At least 6 people died there, and the storm left more than 3 million people without power. Television footage showed people stranded on flooded riverbanks and mudslides surging into mountain villages. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.